I genuinely think I'm gonna need to be sedated because what on earth did I just watch, and how do I go on after that? And why would you do that to a person? I don't even know where to start with this. So, to sum it all up, I just watched the Stray Kids Ordinary main trailer, and it's giving movie vibes, which I'm all for, but also, what on earth? So unprovoked, right? Like, geez, I know they're talented and I know they have these genius ideas, but I did not expect this. And I'm just retiring. I am retiring from trying to make theories about their whole universe because, one, I'm not that smart. Two, I am not getting anywhere with this. I've spent so long trying to grasp. I've watched the trailers, the teasers, the prequels, the music videos. I've done everything, you know. I've made notes. I've made drafts. I've literally been doing the most. And I'm just gonna leave this in the hands of people who are obviously smarter, more superior. Yeah, because stays are literally geniuses. If I go on Twitter, I will find people who are just point on point on every single thing. And I'm living for that. I'm gonna just sponge off of everybody else for my information because I just cannot. I am unable to can. They have literally stunned me to silence. But before I was stunned to silence, I did have a sort of theory that I was going with. It's a bit messy, but it's like it kind of has a bit of direction, and it sounds a bit like this, okay? So imagine from the beginning when District 9 starts. That's kind of like them in a system, right? And obviously the lyrics and everything about the music video makes that pretty obvious. But what I got most from it was more of them being nurtured into something. And it's this whole system where they groom you to be a certain way in order to succeed, which I took it as something representing trainee days for them. So get this. As trainees, they're obviously training them to do things a certain way in order to succeed. They're preparing them for debut and all those things. And the whole District 9 system just kind of gives me that vibe. Like, they have a lot of people who are either like similar to them and want the same things out of life, and they're being trained to be the same person in general. Like, there's a blueprint and they're just kind of telling them, like, you know, this is what it is. But for Chan and his five members, I'm sorry, did I say five? For Chan and his eight members, they all have different ideas. And so when they escape, they basically just try to be like, we don't want to do things the same basic, dull way. We just want to like break out and stand out and be unique and bring something that hasn't been brought yet. And which is obvious in the whole breaking out. First of all, my questions, I'm always like, who the hell is driving the bus? Like, they just got into a bus, but like, who's driving it? But also, my other question was, there's this scene in the teaser, in the trailer, where you see IN looking at himself in the bus, like not a reflection, but literally another person who looks just like him. And the person gets out of the bus, and then later on, we see IN get into the bus. And I'm like, wait a minute, did they sort of like swap places? Or is it just showing us that okay, there are other people, like them within the system, of which I wanted to take this further and be like, after they break out, they sort of split into multiple universes. I mean, after I watched The King, Eternal Monarch, I had this whole parallel universe theory swimming in my head for the longest time. Big fan of Lee Min Ho, by the way. I think I should have made that clear. Like, I should start this whole thing like, yo, what's up? I am a stay and aminos, and that's what's up. Peace. But anyway, now, like, that sounds a bit aggressive, but also I mean it aggressively. So after The King, Eternal Monarch, there's a whole parallel universes, and we've been familiar with parallel universes for like the longest time anyway. But yeah, you get the whole thing of there is a possibility of someone, of you being in another universe, living a somewhat opposite life. So if I get this in my perspective, it's kind of like, so the ones that break out and they go with the whole na 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 na, you know, my pace and all those things. And I think the guys who stay, or the guys in the parallel universe, go into elevators. So I'm like splitting them into two groups, but as we go forward, I'm like, is it really two groups, or is it more? Because there's a lot of things I'm trying to grasp here. But for now, I'm just going to stick with the two groups, because that's literally all that I can handle. Okay, so if they split into two groups, and the one is like, you know, I want to take things at my pace, this is my vibe, I want to go my own way, I've broken out, I don't want to follow whatever you have to say, that is great, I'm a rebel, I'm just like, yeah, yeah, wildin'. These guys stay, and part of those, you know, part of the journey that they're going through takes us to elevator, which I'm not sure, is it like, I'm on a elevator, because you're in this horrible place, and it doesn't seem to be taking you anywhere. Sure, you've gone by the rules and you're doing everything the way you're being told to, but it just doesn't feel good, which is very opposite to like the guys in my pace, because they're like da 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 da, and they're having like ooh, and they're like partying and they're having the time of their life, literally highlight the time of their lives. With the idea of facing failure, like if this is gonna happen, yeah, you know you might fail, but like you also like YOLO. And I saw a lot in the numbers that they used to represent each and every single one of them in the trailer for My Pace, which are all like angel numbers. So they're all about like empowerment and just telling people like, go for it, you can do this, there's nothing you can do. You know, look past the fear, look past the failure, the possible failure, and just go forth, do what you gotta do, you know, because sometimes you just gotta go with the gut and what you're feeling, and if they're feeling like doing things at their pace, then like, so be it. If you fail, it is what it is, like, you just keep going. And these other guys are like, crap, this sucks. And I'm thinking, okay, is it, so maybe let's put it in like, okay, they debuted, and unlike those other guys, they're not going at their pace, they're going at whatever pace they're being told to go at, and because of that, they just kind of feel like, crap, this sucks, like, I am on a elevator, be-dee-dee-dee-wee, and that is sad. The song is such a bop, the song is literally such a bop, but they're obviously not having the time of their lives, right? They're sad. And within the video, there's the whole getting in the elevator. I mean, sorry, the elevator, and coming out to this lavender pretty. I don't know, is it lavender? I don't know plants. I don't know. I think I put the disclaimer at the beginning. I'm like, I'm not that smart. In this purple flowery area, they're out there. And they're like running and whatnot, and then they stop and then they look up and there's a whole like city at the end, right? I mean, at the top. So, okay, they are moving forward. And with the elevator, it seems to be going down. I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to be like elevator, I don't see it going like up, but okay. So I'm going to be like, they go down. I don't know. Is that symbolic too? It's going down in the elevator. But yeah, they go down and they're still very sad. Like, the whole video doesn't contain smiles. It's just sad boys, running boys, sad again, looking up at the sky, looking wishy and whatnot. And all the other while, don't forget, the other group is like, my pace. And then they go with like, I am you, I see me in you. And yeah, that's a fan song, I think. Is it? I don't know. I haven't been a stay for like the longest time, but it's been over a year, so I'm not sure. I don't do a lot of research. This is me, like, I blabber a lot, so bear with me. In I Am You, I think it's also like a fan type of song, like I feel you, thank you for everything you've given me, I see myself in you, which is cute and all, but I think it's more a song aligned with the series. So with the whole, who am I? I am you. I don't know the order. Crap, this is like the downfall of my stanning career. But yeah, with the whole series, I think it's more at the beginning about asking, who am I? Who am I? In District 9, they're trying to find out who they are. When they break out, within that breaking out, like, section, while they're breaking out, while they're with the process of breaking out, they say, I am not. And I think that's more like, I am not who you want me to be, and I'm not who you think I am. And then when they go into I Am You, they finally look at themselves in the mirror and discover, flip, I am exactly who I think I am. And it's like a finding myself journey, because you've been let out and you're finally able to explore at your own pace and do things at your own time without somebody trying to control everything in your life. You find yourself and you're kind of at peace and you're like so happy and you finally know who you are and you finally have an identity and you feel like you belong somewhere. And now the struggle moves on from, so at the beginning, the struggle is, I don't know who I am. And then it goes on to being a struggle more like, okay, I now know who I am, but what do I represent? And what part am I taking in society? Which is, for me, going to go into when they discover what music they make. And who their music, like, what the music identity is. Because forget, like, the parallels have something set out for them. They already know what type of music they're gonna make, because the type of music that they've been told to make is what's gonna ensure success for them, right? Even though it feels like hell and it really, really sucks, and they're not having the time of their lives, they're really kind of they have promised success. So I think, yeah, it's I am you, I see me in you, and it's a whole vibe. I think I should stop there before this gets really, really long, but I should upload another episode, a part two, tomorrow or so, to try and, like, you know, get this in order. I might actually end up getting a theory for Ordinary, but I haven't gotten that far. I just, you know, I don't want to think too much, it's all in the future. I don't want to think too much, it's all in the future. Yes, which is very near, by the way. So yeah, stay alert, stay on tune. Yeah, and be happy, try to be happy. Life isn't always good, but take the small little moments and just, like, live in them, soak in them, be them. Yeah, and adios, bye, have a good, I don't know. Should I say, so my time is like night time, and I'm about to be like, have a nice night, but whatever. Have a nice life. Bye.